Second Morning, the most news in the morning, period. Weekday 6 Eastern.
Alcohol and war have been long linked for some time. We're starting to get a better idea of who's most likely to abuse and why that is. You mentioned the National Guard Reserve troops. A couple of common elements here seem to be the witnessing of violence. People who witness violence, either death, physical abuse, or some sort of maiming, those are the people who seem to turn to alcohol the most, even long after they return from the war. As you mentioned, again, the Reserve Guard troops are particularly vulnerable to this. Their numbers really much higher. It could be because they haven't had the same training as career military. They have other jobs which are far different from their experience in the war zone. But young people as well, and that's defined as people born after 1980, were also very vulnerable. Take a look at those numbers, Karen. Remarkable. 7 times more likely to binge drink, again, after returning. 5 times more likely to have alcohol-related problems. So this is more than just a slight blip. This is a very significant problem. From a medical standpoint, Karen, I think this is also important because when it comes to PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, one of the earliest warning signs might be someone who's starting to abuse alcohol or abuse substances. So this could be a red flag to doctors and people in the health community to say, look, if there's an alcohol problem here, should we be probing a little bit deeper to find out if, in fact, this is representative PTSD, Karen?
They call, you know, self-medicating rather than going to a professional to work through some of this. Is there enough help available out there?
You know, it's a good question. We've done a lot of stories about that issue. This is a complicated problem to treat if, in fact, it is alcoholism or substance abuse. But it starts even earlier than that in terms of obstacles. There is still a huge amount of stigma, as far as we could tell, with actually going to a senior person within the military and saying you're suffering from PTSD or you have some sort of substance abuse problem. So taking care of the stigma, then increasing access overall are going to be two obstacles that still need to be overcome. And we're seeing more cases than ever before. So this is something that needs to be dealt with rather quickly.